This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called Let Nardo Outside in the Rain, and then we do the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. This is weekly challenge number 49. What you're hearing in the background there is a little music composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. I like it. We're going to hear a little more from him later. The topic for this week was selected by Chris of Platypus Society, and it's spring. No, the topic is spring. I know it's spring, but the topic is spring. We got 16 stories this week. Wow, double digits. Yeah, thank you, Nardo. Now, which story goes first? It's going to be the winner from last week, and that's a tie. Chris of Platypus Society and Caleb of Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Does that count as a clean three in a row for Chris? I'm not sure. What do y'all think? Well, the judges try to figure things out. Let's go along with Caleb of Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast.
Hello, and welcome to Poetry Corner. Today we'll be reading The Song of King Solomon. I'm sorry. That's The Song of Solomon King. I believe he's from Canarsie. In the middle of spring, you are liable to see the most wondrous things. As we celebrate life much like husband and wife, with only one thought cutting through like a knife. For in spring you will see, and quite gloriously, how life replicates itself sexually. From the flowers on plants to the spring high school dance, it's like the whole world has to take off its pants and say, I can't wait any longer to mate. And then once it's done, well, I gotta go. Jeez, it's so late. I mean, you were great, but
thank you, Caleb. The text from Caleb's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do during their free time. Now, let's hear Chris from Platypus Society.
Hey, Chris Carlisle back again for another 100-word challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com on the subject of spring, because it's all springy outside. Here we go. On the first day of spring, Patrick loaded his video equipment into his station wagon and headed south towards the Everglades. As he did every year, the trip was scheduled to begin at the peak of the mating season, but he hadn't counted on a warm February. For weeks, he watched the thermometer outside his office window and read reports from the university scientists about the possibility of an early season. Not exactly what he wanted to hear. Nevertheless, he still had to try. After all, the market for alligator porn may be small, but it pays very, very well. There you have it. Another 100-word story, and yet another opportunity taken to expand on that ever-growing list of phrases that obscure fetish seekers can type into a search engine to find your site, Lawrence. Glad to help out in any way that I can. Okay, that's all I got for now. Bye!
Thank you, Chris. And let it be known that the Vivaldi count is one, and I wasn't expecting Bizet to be at one as well. But I'm counting the number of times people have used Vivaldi's Spring. That was Chris of Platypus Society. He and Caleb Bullen are your winners of the week. Congratulations, gentlemen. Now we move on to the rookies, stepping up to the plate here, and I guess spring training. Sorry, Hunter Pence. Okay, we've got two of them. The first one is, I said he'd be coming up again, it's Guy David of the 16th, and GuyDavid.com and all the, you know, electronica. Okay, here comes the man of the hour, Guy David.
Hi, everyone. I'm Guy from www.GuyDavid.com, and my story for today is called Rodney. Rodney got the package on Wednesday night. He popped it open immediately. The contents of his package looked brand new. It glowed slightly. He just had to use it. He couldn't wait any longer. He opened the wrapping, slid the batteries into place, and used it until smoke came out of his ass. From that moment on, he used it at least once a day, sometimes even twice. He used it again and again, until one day, a spring inside it got loose. From that moment, it was as if the android was using him, instead of him using the android.
I like that. Kind of twisted, but I like twisted. Okay, thank you, Guy David of GuyDavid.com and the 16th, and the man who made the music. Next up is rookie James Q. Now, he didn't read his story, but that's why we have, for a limited time only, the midget. Midget, get over here. Come here. I don't know where the hell you got that. Get that thing out of your mouth. All right, here comes the midget.
Spring was finally through with winter. His passion spent, he knew they had a very unpleasant chore to complete. Panting, he gazed at her still, lifeless form, and pondered how to get rid of the half-frozen body. Again. Every year I go through this, he cried, but no more. Spring pulled out his cell phone and called Summer. Dude. Spring hated the way Summer always answered the phone. I know why you're calling. You gotta help me. Spring was begging, and he hated that too. Summer hung up the phone and looked over at Fall. Oh, baby.
Remember, folks, friends help friends. Real friends help move bodies. Thank you, James. And Guy, be sure to come back. We need all the fresh blood we can. Oh, wait, not to insult the veterans, of course, who keep coming back, who are coming up next. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. And first up is Tom from Footnote. Tom? The Big Berry interviewing podcaster. What stuff have ya for us?
Hello, night people. This is Tom from Footnote, the official podcast of the spring equinox. Tonight's tale is to prostrate, lay your body down. It was always the first flower, the tiny yellow ones, no larger than a fly's wing. Even those he welcomed. The buzzing offset the too quietness of the winter. The growth was slow, noticeable, tiny patches of color. This was unlike the cancer, which grew colorless before his eyes. Unlike the spring that slowly built upon life, it slowly ate upon his life. Rudy's yearly struggle to make it to the arrival of the first yellow flower of spring amazed his doctors. He mused how infinite days had become finite. In Gray's anatomy coloring book, he filled in the prostate with yellow.
Mother Earth will swallow you. Lay
Gray's Anatomy coloring book? Okay, where can I get one of those? Thank you, Tom! Grey's Anatomy coloring book. All right, well, cool. You can catch them at Footnote Podcast. Next up is the ever quick and speedy Mineta from the Squirrel Bait Podcast. You can check that out, I believe, at Mineta.net, but all the links are up there at the show notes, so be sure to check those out. And here we go with Mineta.
Hey everybody, it's Mineta from the Squirrel Bait Podcast at Mineta.net with a 100-word story on the topic of spring. Now, don't get too excited at the end of the story when you think you're hearing Dr. Phil's voice. It's not. It's really just me. Believe it or not. Ah, it's spring again. You know what that means. That's right. It's time to move all of your clocks forward by 1 hour. I think it actually happens at 2 a.m, but most folks do it before they go to bed the night before. You see, I live in Indiana, and this is our first year on daylight savings time. I'm convinced that's why everyone thinks we're all stupid farmers and bumbling idiots. Most of us can't even get the television to stop flashing 12.
Hey, Ma, you seen that there instruction book for the talking picture box?
Wow, I thought that was Dr. Phil. Thank you for clearing that up, Mineta. Cool. You can check out more from Mineta.net. Next up is Caroline from Quadra Island. Now, she tried to send the story in. She wasn't able to record it. Couldn't find the lame. She wrote an email. I didn't answer it in time. I keep promising. Promises, promises. Okay, here's Caroline from Quadra Island, or at least it would be if it wasn't read by the midget.
Spring is sprung. The grass is riss. I wonder where the birdies is. The bird is on the wing, but that's absurd. The wing is on the bird. Over and over, Mary repeated as she walked home from school. At the recital the next day, she couldn't get this wrong, not with everything else. It would be just too awful. With her heart fluttering and nerves shattered, she began. It did not go well. Of course, the whole class laughed at her again. She was mortified. Recitations and Confidence was the name of her first book. Who had the last laugh?
Thank you, Caroline, and thank you, Midget, for reading that. But you better stay there, because as we all know, K-9 never reads his own stories. He's too busy writing at Dead Dog Walkin'. I think he's at Blogspot or something. The link's up in the show notes. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. But no, you've got to read another story. Go ahead. Really. No. Be my guest.
I love the spring. The golden sun. The green buds. The new grass. It always reminds me of my first time. I remember it clearly. We slipped off into the woods alone together. The smell of fresh flowers in her hair. I was entranced by the way her skirt rippled around her knees like lapping waves. Her hazel eyes so big and round. Her lovely pink lips quivering and parting as she started to scream. The crimson flow of warm blood from her newly slit throat. There have been many since, but she was the best. I love the spring.
When is Easter again? When do I get to nail that midget to a cross? Thank you, K-9. Hold on a second here. I've got a slight mechanical failure. All right, there we go. All right, well, that was K-9 as read by the midget. Next up is... who is next? Oh, Sister Mary Edith has returned. Well, Sister Mary, lay it on us.
Sister Mary Edith here with a 100-word story. Exactly 100 words. I thought that was the idea all along. Well, I second the challenge to everybody to go for exactly 100 words. My story for spring. Few people know the agony of sprouting from seed. The stirrings of spring muster great forces. Tender green shoots cleave cakes of soil in battle through labyrinths of rock, trying to break the surface before it breaks them. An elderly elm recounted its experience, still painfully vivid after over 120 years. As it strained through utter darkness, it met and slid past another sprout, going exactly the opposite way. If that sprout hadn't carved a path, The elm may have never made it to the surface. With horror and gratitude, it recalls the sprout, burrowing desperately down into the dark.
Wow, that was deep. Thank you, Sister Mary Edith. Come back with more of those. I like that. And yes, folks, it's 100-word stories. Got to be 100 words, although I'm not doing any of the counts. But if you do the count and you see something that's not 100 words, you don't have to vote for it. And you could also put within the show notes the comments there. Let folks know, hey, that was 101 words. Now, for counting purposes, I use OpenOffice, the word count within there, for, you know, double-checking what Planet Z sends to me. And, you know, but you need to also establish on a word counter. Now, the JavaScript word counter that you see when you first search Google, that one can be a little off. It's not perfect. But no word counter is. So the best judgment, the best tallying you can use is an abacus made out of meat. I mean, that's what shish kebab is, right? Okay, next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point, and she's going to ask for more stories from you, so you'd better write some for her. Okay, Liana, let's hear what you've got.
Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone. It's Liana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. You know, one day I'll have my own fancy website where I will grow flowers and have a tranquil stream flowing through. It'll be a place where you can giggle in peace. So for this week's challenge number 49, Spring, I'm happy to have a special surprise guest appear in my recording. So without further ado, here is War Reigns On in Our Minds. A battle of wills continued between two opponents.
I'm going to kill you,
spat the boy. The jack-in-the-box responded with a squeak of its spring.
Stop mocking me!
The boy shook an angry fist. Jack kept weaving like a drunk.
The outrages I have suffered today will not be soon forgotten.
The boy scuttled up to the box and pointed a finger.
Mark my words, when you least expect it, your uppance will come.
He suddenly stepped back with a devilish smile.
Time to be bad.
From mid-air came an axe, and he ferociously attacked.
Victory is mine!
Okay, who wants to bet how quickly that segment gets pulled because of a threat of a lawsuit from, oh, I don't know, the copyright owners? Until then, thank you, Liana. Liana, there, I said it right. You can find her at Hodgepodge Point. Send your stories of greater than 100 words to her. Okay. Next is Ellison, a blogged Ellison. Normally you're... But he's feeling kind of ill and he can't record for himself. And we all know what happens when someone can't record for themselves. They get the midget. And if the midget doesn't do it, he gets the hose.
The crocuses and daffodils send up their tender shoots. The heavy snows are melting. No more need for rubber boots. Our diets undergo a shift towards greens, away from roots. The sun hangs in the western sky until it's very late. The birds and bees go seeking for their reproductive mate. The Jews all eat their matzah, guaranteed to constipate. Our allergies are active as the pollen coats the land. Expectant tourists venture on the beach to test the sand, while eating meaty offerings from the local hot dog stand. All hail the vernal equinox. Oh, spring has come again.
And that was our beloved midget reading Ellison's work. Now we have the happy and willowy Tabitha from Strangely Literal, fan of all things Josh Whedon. Tabitha, take us into your world.
Was I not good?
You were great. Really, I thought you were a pro.
Hi, this is Tabitha from the podcast Strangely Literal and Fantabulous, and I hope that you enjoy this story. It's about Lauren Simon's favorite Joss Whedon show, Angel. Spring is the season for vampires. While most think of vampires in the gloomy days of fall, the reality is they really like spring. To a vampire, the sound of spring is the heart in love. Angel, of course, couldn't feed off of humans. Thanks to a gypsy curse, his soul wouldn't let him. Didn't mean the temptation was gone. Today was no exception. Cordelia, his office worker, was crushing on the latest Brad Pitt wannabe. When Doyle returned, he found Angel brooding more than usual, and Cordelia gone. "What's up?" Doyle asked. Angel simply burped. I hope you enjoyed this story, and here is a different promo for Strangely Literal.
Time for some thrilling heroics.
We're going to change the world.
There are many reasons not to lock yourself in a little room and talk to yourself insistently.
What can it be? We're all doomed. Who's flying this thing?
This isn't one of them.
Can I come in?
Listen to Strangely Literal, the podcast, bringing you original fan fiction from Buffy, Angel, Firefly, and other parts of the Jossverse. Look for us on iTunes, Yahoo, and at our website, strangelyliteral.com.
Make fun of the ex-demon. I can hear you in private. I dislike that Anya. She's newly human and strangely literal.
What? I don't say that. No one says that. No one talks that way.
And there you go, a 100-word story and a promo for a real cool podcast. How you like it? I like it. Thank you, Tabitha. Next up is Terrence from the Never Was podcast. Let's all sing along with me. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Raoul looked around the room. Most of the guests had left long ago. His options were slim, so he decided to see what the old man in the corner was doing. He would hop forward, then set back, and hop forward again. The old man jumped again as Raoul reached him, almost tripped over his beard. What are you trying to do? Everything is all mixed up. They moved the date. It's not spring. The old man jumped again. Raoul shook his head and pushed the man and he fell. Oh, hell. This is just going to make things worse.
Ha! Drive-by midget attack. Boo! Okay, that was Terrence from Never Was. As if he were a midget. Okay, how many was that? 4 by the midget this week? God, I need a drink of water here. Hold on. Okay. Now comes the part of the show when we present, and if I had theme music, I'd play it, but it's the Smith Group. The head, the kingpin of the Smiths, being, of course, Ted from Ted's podcast, and here we go.
Happy spring, everybody. This is Ted. This is my submission for the weekly 100-word stories. However, I cannot take total credit, as you will see why, but I figure it's gone out the window at this point. I can't take credit for somebody else's work, and I can't ask my friends to vote for me. Here we go. We're live at the local diner reporting on the first days of spring. I see over there is a lovely yellow chick wandering from table to table. In the booth next to me sits a very cute couple. I believe it might just be Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny. Let's lean in closer and see if we can hear what they're saying.
Remember, same as before. You're crowd control. I handle the employees. I love you, pumpkin. I love you, honey bunny. Everybody be cool. This is a robbery. Any one of you fucking pricks move and I'll execute every one of you motherfuckers. Got that?
You know, I love the movie, But also I love, what was that, Kill Bunny, the mock-up of Kill Bill on Robot Chicken? Not that. It was bent. Thank you, Ted. All right, who's up next? It's another Smith. It's Tom with the silent four in his name, the man of the stuff cast, bringing you this.
Hi, kids. This is Tom from Stuffcast at tofm.mypodcast.com. And I'm joined this week by the youngest of the Smith clan, Zach. And here's this week's submission, Spring. Robbie was a happy spring in his youth. The other little springs thought he was a
weenie.
He never could boing like the others. As he got older, he found false fame in his faceless website. No one could see what a
chump
he was across the internet. In his quest to achieve notoriety, he entered contests in what they called blogs. In fact, he was such a
loser.
He had to get people who were his fans to vote for him in order to win. The
loser
took the fun away from everyone else and became a
wannabe
Sproinger. We done, Zach?
Sure.
My name is Bertram. I am a redneck. All my friends, they call me Bert. All my family from down in Texas make their live and dig and dirt.
Thank you, Tom. Springs. Okay, the last of the Smiths is Patty. You can check her out at Smitty Gal somewhere there on MySpace. All right, here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is lovable furry old Grover. Oh, wait, wrong show. Hey, this is Patty the Smitty Gal with the weekly challenge number 49. Topic is spring. And this is my story entitled Flatline. On their third anniversary, Joseph gave Audra a grandfather clock that played Westminster chimes. On their fifth anniversary, Audra gave Joseph a son. On their ninth anniversary, Joseph gave Audra herpes. Audra gave Joseph divorce papers. On what would have been their 14th anniversary, Audra finally did what she had wanted to do for 5 years. She took a hammer to that clock and started swinging. She noticed the spring half buried in the rubble. She picked it up, blew it off, and began to uncoil the delicate metal spiral until it was nothing more than a thin, flat line.
Wow. We're getting some deep ones today. But sadly, that's the last of the normal stories. It's at this point I have to warn you. We're going outside of our atmosphere, outside of our solar system, outside possibly of our galaxy, and into a region no man has explored, no sane mind has survived, and that is the zone we call
Planet Z. Yes, the legends are true. If you drink the cool, refreshing waters from the magical spring daily, you will live forever. But what the legends don't tell you is that you'll have the most wretched flatulence. We're talking farts that can peel wallpaper. It's something in that spring's life-preserving chemicals. I've tried learning chemistry, but in all my years I haven't figured it out. Everybody always says they can handle it, but after a few years, they can't take it anymore and go back to where they came from. Fools. I know the secret to eternal life. Noseplugs.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No! Oh, wait. We are. And there you have it. That was 17 stories about spring. Almost a record turnout. Almost. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of that weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 50th weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 51st and they win official 100 word stories podcast refrigerator magnets. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out the show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what a damn thing they saying. There's also archives of a bunch of other 100-word stories up there, over 1,000 episodes in all. You like writing 100-word stories? Try out 100words.com. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. Can I say that I love that program enough? No. Oh, and as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Guy David. We'll be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And next week it'll be the next weekly challenge. Keep an eye out over in Second Life on Matzahenge on Tuesday evenings, working on a writing story kind of thing. Not sure what I'm going to do with it, but I've got Tuesday evenings. Or is there a better night for it? Let me know. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. But until then, thanks for listening. Hope you haven't run down your batteries. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.